主耶稣
Dear Jesus,
我们把以下的时间交给你
I will give you the following time.
愿你自己赐给我们智慧
Let you give us your wisdom.
启示的灵
Spirit of revelation.
帮助我们在读你的话或是分享的时候能够有你圣灵的同在
Help us to have your presence when we are reading your word or when we are sharing your word.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊。其实我刚才在底下听你们在做见证啊，听两位姊妹做见证，我知道你们向着主的心很强。
While I was listening to the testimonies, I know that the two sisters, their hearts toward God is very passionate.
Yeah, 就是啊，其实人生这一条路啊，十字架的路，虽然有的时候不容易。
And you know, even though sometimes in our lives the path of the cross is not easy.
但是当我们愿意有一颗心啊，就是活出耶稣的生命，他要兴旺，我要衰微。
But when we are willing to live out Jesus' life, He will increase and I will decrease.
Yeah, 感谢神。那我们可以看几处的圣经啊。起先我们看一下以赛亚书六十章一到五节。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 5.
我想我就是读一下哈，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华你的荣耀发现照耀你。看那、黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上，万国要来救你的光。君王要来救你发现的光辉，你举目观向四方观看，众人都聚集来到你这里。你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也被怀抱而来。那时你看见就有光荣，你心又跳动，又宽敞，因为大海。丰盛的货物必来转来归你，列国的财宝也来归你。学荣，你就读两三节就好 ，OK。
一到三，
好。
Arise, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you.Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
好，那同样的，在这一章以赛亚书六十章啊，在后面十九节十八、十九、二十。
Verses 18 to 20 in Isaiah chapter 60.
19 to 22. 来，我读给大家，或是。中我们就直接读英文好了哈，节省时间。
中文，
你就读英文好了。
Okay. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Then.Will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor.
感谢神。我们看到在这一段的圣经啊，从刚开始兴起发光啊，那到最后神的光啊，必不离开我们哈，一直要借着我们。来彰显他的荣耀，最后他要把我们带进一个新耶路撒冷城。
So the beginning it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." And until the end, that God will shine his light through us, and eventually he will bring us to Jerusalem to have his everlasting light.
而且这边也给我们有一个鼓励啊，他说：“你的日头不再下落，你的月亮也不退缩。”
And here is an encouragement for us. Here it says, "Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more."
因为耶和华必作你的永远的光。
Because the Lord will be your everlasting light.
你悲哀的日子。
And your days of sorrow will end.
感谢神, 这是一个多么好的应许。
And we praise the Lord, this is what a wonderful promise.
当我们接受了耶稣, 相信了耶稣,
When we receive and believe in Christ Jesus,
那他在我们里面,
He is within us.
那当我们愿意亲近他,
And when we are willing to wait on Him,
愿意花时间亲近他, 读他的话,
when we are willing to spend time to wait on Him and to read His Word,
让圣灵能够内住在我们心里面,
let the Holy Spirit to be able to abide within us.
我们能够相聚在一起, 聚会很重要,
we can meet together and have fellowship, it's very important.
那会带来主的同在,
It will bring down God's presence.
那当我们单独亲近神,
And when we wait upon the Lord individually,
或是读圣经的时候,
or when we are reading the Bible,
那会加添上帝的生命进到我们里面,
And it will increase God's life within us to 那, come into us.
那他的话也就是生命,
And His words are life.
那他的话可以 更新改变我们的思想,
and His words can transform, can change our thoughts.
可以更新我们的思想,
can transform our thoughts.
那以致一方面神在我们里面内住，一方面他的话更新了我们的思想.
So that on one hand, God can abide within us. On the other hand, His words can transform our thoughts.
我们里面已经得了一个不能震动的国,
so that within us we can have an unshakable kingdom.
所以不管什么事情发生,
so that no matter what happens,
即便有的时候是一些苦,
even if sometimes there are sufferings,
对我们的老我是一种苦,
maybe it's sufferings for our old flesh.
那 对我们的己生命是一种苦,
Maybe it's sufferings for ourself.
可是慢慢的,
But slowly,
他这边讲,
Here it says that the days of sorrow will be gone.
会有越来越多的喜乐在我们里面,
there will be more and more joy within us.
而且, 神他自己的义要公义要在我们里面,
and God's own righteousness will be within us, will replace our.
那我们都要被改变成为义人,
so that we will be transformed into people, righteous people.
虽然我们现在基督徒在这个世上有的时候看来是少数的.
Even though sometimes on this earth it seems like Christians are the minority,
但是神还是可以做成他的工,
but God can still use us to do His work.
那在创世纪的时候, 雅各他们去到埃及的时候是70个人,
so in Genesis, when Jacob and his whole family went to Egypt, they had 70 people.
但是当他们经过400年回来的时候, 将近超过一两百万人,
but after 400 years, they had, you know, 1 or 2 million people.
那耶稣在世的时候, 只有12个人,
and when Jesus was on this earth,
12个门徒,
he had 12 disciples.
一个失败,
and one failed and went astray.
五旬节的时候, 500人,
by the time of Pentecost, they had 500 people.
然后两三千人得救。
And then 2,000 or 3,000 people got
saved. 今天在这个世界上。
And today in this world.
那真的是上十亿、二十亿以上。
We have millions and millions of Christians.
那真的神做成了这样的事。
And it's because God has done such great things.
但是有一件事。
But there is one thing.
神要我们发光。
God wants us to shine His light.
那他要让我们的生命来活出来。
And He wants our lives to flow out His life, to flow out from within us.
如果我们的生命就是耶稣的生命被举起来。
If God's life is if we is raised up in our life,
那会吸引人来归向主。
And that will attract or that will people will to come attract other people to come in to get to accept Christ.
Yeah, 去跟随主。
To follow Jesus.
我在一个群组上面。
I'm in a group.
那曾经有一个人有一点对我有一些不是很礼貌。
There was a person who was in the group that was not very polite towards me.
那可是耶稣要我学习谦卑。
And God wants me to be humble.
那所以我就谦卑地写了几句话。
And so I wrote some words and, you know, in a humble way.
结果没想到有一个在我们教会受洗住在丰原的人姊妹。
A sister who was baptized in the church in Taiwan and lived in Taichung and live in the city of Fengyuan.
从那个时候开始他就越来越尊敬我。
And from then on, she became, she had more respect for me.
她和她的先生后来有一次我们去南部服侍一对夫妇。
And one time we went down to the south of Taiwan to serve a couple.
那对夫妇他们就是有一些争执。
The couple had a lot of arguments.
不是很多，就是妻子很爱神。
The wife really loved the Lord.
可是有一点点律法。
But was very legalistic.
有一点律法，不是 very， 有一些。
Was a little legalistic.
就是不太喜欢她先生看电视。
And she didn't like her husband to watch too much TV.
那后来她就是两个人为了这个事情啊，她先生生气了。
So because of this issue, the husband got very angry.
就晚上就不回家，就坐在他们的小发财货车上面过了一个晚上。
He didn't go home, and he spent the night on a truck.
本来我们要去他们家，可能会住一个晚上。
We were gonna stay over at their house for a night.
所以我们就在外边订了一个房，订了一个就是军人的旅社。
So we
以前是军人的，就是军眷也可以。
We reserved a place that was once for the military.
所以后来我们去跟他的先生谈话。
And we started to talk to the husband.
那我就是说，如果你的妻子啊，假若不容易。那你愿意为了耶稣的缘故啊，就是愿意更多的爱主啊，否定自己啊，那试试看啊，感谢神。
And so I told the husband that, you know, if you watching TV is really a big issue, for your wife, would you be willing to deny yourself?And to not watch as much TV, to see and try and see if this is going to work.
尽量的就是说更加的爱主。
to the best of your ability to love the Lord more.
也许在后的还要在先哈。
Maybe the one that's after that came last will precede the one that came first.
那天我知道不是很容易。
That day I know it was not very easy.
因为他太太说睡着了就不出来了。
The wife said, "Oh, I'm asleep. I'm not going to come out."
所以可能成功，可能不成功。
So maybe it's going to work, maybe it's not going to work.
如果不成功，他们有可能会走离婚的路。
And if it doesn't work out, they might get a divorce.
那我们就是尽力的来劝。
And our job is to try our best to advise them.
那个先生柔软了。听进去了。
So the husband softened his heart and he listened.
那总之，后来他的太太说，先生的反应非常好。
And later on, the wife mentioned that his reaction was actually very good.
很可贵的是，那个姊妹的先生啊，就回程的时候就帮我开车，在花莲的，在丰原的那个姊妹。冯姊妹的先生就帮我开车，分担我的劳辛劳这样。
So the other brother drove on the way back to help relieve the burden of driving late at night.
Yeah, 但是有一件事发生了。
But then one thing happened.
那这个陪我们去的这个冯姐妹啊，她说。
So one thing happened. The sister that went with us.
他说他从来没有感觉到耶稣亲自向他显现过。
She said she never felt that God revealed himself to her before.
那就是在那一天我们服侍完了之后，当天晚上，他说耶稣好像在睡梦中，又好像在清醒中，很靠近他。
She said, but that night after they served the other couple,she felt that God was very close to her. It seemed as if it was part of her dream, or either part of, you know, what she was half conscious, but not that God revealed Himself to her.
就对他说，意思就是耶稣喜欢我们这一趟的行程。
And God showed delight in this trip that they were out serving other people.
对，感谢神。那圣经也有这样的根据。
And we praise the Lord, and it is also written in the Bible.
就是他说，圣经上说，有了我命令又去遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，并且要向他显现。
So in the Bible, this is John, right?
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
So John chapter 14 verse 21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
那我们可以在这个地上，我们可以更多的来得着神在我们身上的一个，就是一个凭据。
And in our lives, we can receive more of more of assurance that God is in our lives.
那我想刚才就是我们提到那个在社群网站上那个写一些话啊，对我不太容易的人，后来变成也非常的跟我很好啊，而且多次在公开的场合肯定我。
And so that person who was somewhat disrespectful to me in the group, later on started to respect me and actually in many public situations reaffirmed me.
我觉得有的时候神让我们经过，因为我们有的时候有站一点立场，有的时候有人同意你，有的时候人不同意你。
And sometimes when we have we stand our ground on certain issues, some people might agree with you, some people might not agree with you.
但是如果我们愿意仍然保持一个谦卑的态度。
And so despite our viewpoint on certain issues, if we can still have the attitude of being of humility.
那也愿意保持一个尽量寻求和睦的态度。
And to also maintain the attitude of reconciliation.
积极竭力的寻求和睦。
To seek after reconciliation, peace.
那神会在别人身上动工。
God will do work in other people.
所以照着那个那个那样的事情啊，如果我说哇，他怎么会这样啊？因为连那个群组的负责人都觉得他这样做不合宜啊。
And if I had, you know, been offended, and oh, how come he or she said that?
假若
even the leader in the group felt that it was inappropriate.
就对那个弟兄觉得不是很合宜。
Felt that the brother was not very appropriate towards me.
那但是感谢神啊，就是我们有的时候需要主给我们力量，活出他的生命来。
We need God to give us the strength to live out His life.
那我们需要在圣经里面啊，我们也需要更多的去经历神。
And we need to experience more of God.
那在这个世界上有苦难。
And in this world, there is suffering.
那有的时候是有属灵的敌人、仇敌的攻击。
Sometimes it's a spiritual enemy. It's a spiritual attacks from the enemy.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，他来了是叫我们得生命，而且得更丰盛。
But Jesus tells us that when He comes, He's going to help us to receive His life and to receive it abundantly.
那我相信，当我们逐渐的来经历这一位丰盛生命的主。
So I believe that when we come to gradually experience this abundant God full of abundant life.
那而且，诗人大卫有这样讲过。
And just like the psalmist David said,
他说：“求你向我显出你恩待我的凭据。”
To show me to give me the assurance that you have grace for me.
那神如果恩待我们，在我们里面或是在外边，在各样的环境显出他是一位真实的神。
And so if God gives us the grace, whether it's you know.Inside within us, or outside from outside the environment, if He has already revealed Himself to us,
那他就会吸引人来。
And then He will attract people to Him.
那我们在撒加利亚书八章二十三节。撒加利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 8.
万军之耶和华如此说，在那些日子，必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹大人的衣襟，说：“我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见上帝与你们同在了。”
撒加利亚呢？
撒加利亚书就是，
撒加利亚几章？
刚才八章对
，OK，
好，我这边可以，你可以直接读
okay.
你可以直接读。
Sorry, I'll find it on mine. Thus says the Lord of hosts: In those days, 10 men out of all languages of the nation shall take hold of the robe of him who is a Jew, saying, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you."
哦，感谢神，我们能不能够就是让人看到？甚至羡慕就是说要来做基督徒。
Can we let other people see and so that they even admire and long to be Christians?
我听到以前有一位白教士，他为什么会信耶稣
？I once heard that there was a sister Bai who
他说他在坐灰狗
wanted to be a Christian.
他坐在灰狗巴士上面。
So she said one day she was sitting on the Greyhound bus.
有的时候人讲话叽叽喳喳吵啊闹的哈， 但是他看到有一个人。
So sometimes people talk, chat, and they were kind of loud, but she saw one person.
这个人很安静。
This person was very quiet.
那他活出来了。
And she lived out that life.
他下车的时候，在那个就是回狗巴士休息下车的时候。
So when she got off the bus and she was resting, at the place for Greyhound.
他就问那个人说：“请问你的身上跟别人有一点不一样，到底你有什么？”
She asked that person, "Oh, there's something different about you, from other people. What do you have?"
那他说我信耶稣，我信耶稣。
And that person said, "I'm a Christian."
Yeah. 那这一次的旅程，这一次我从台湾来的旅程。
And this trip, from when I had the trip from Taiwan this time.
好像我遇到一位男士。
I saw a gentleman.
就是在机场里面服务我的。就在台湾的机场。
And he was helping me, he was working at the airport in Taiwan.
我们去要检查护照、绿卡或是什么啊，那他帮很多的忙。
So we went there, they needed to check the passport, and green card and everything, and he helped out a lot.
那我觉得他的生命跟别人不一样。
And I felt that his life was different from the other people.
我就问他说，你是不是基督徒？
So I asked him, "Are you a Christian?"
他就笑了，是。
And then he smiled, "Yes."
我记得有一次在韩国也是如此。
I remember one time, when I went to visit Korea.
那是好多年前，我跟
many many years ago.
我跟曹牧师江秀琴，我们一起去韩国。去参加了一系列的行程啊。
It was many many years ago when I went with Pastor Chow and his wife.
还有那个时候还有
conferences
在纽泽西的那个徐宗实牧师啊。
And Pastor Xu from
我们去韩国
from New Jersey
参加一些像耶稣家庭或是一个宣教的地方，还有何用人的教会，很多参观了啊。那但是。在机场上那一天啊，也是那个就是服侍柜台的啊，他服侍的很好，那个服侍柜台的服侍的很好。
So the one of the receptionists at the airport was very great with her work.
本来他是已经到都要 close 他那条线啊，可是后来他还是很忍耐。就把它打开啊。
She was about to close her lane, but she reopened it for us.
那我就问她说，你是不是基督徒？
And I asked her, "Are you a Christian?"
她说是。
She said, "I am."
真的，各位弟兄姊妹啊，就是如果我们真实的相信了，如果我们能够活出来啊，就是否定我们的自我，让耶稣活出来的时候，那别人就看得见。
And if we really believe, truly believe in God, and we live out His life, that other people can see, that might attract them to come to God.
是，那这个就是因为神自己的同在，逐渐的，一点一点的在我们身上。
And God's presence, is you know, little by little is.Coming into us.
那别人可以感受得到。
Other people can feel it.
我觉得有一些生命的特色啊，比如说像爱心。
I think that there are some certain certain aspects of life, for example, such as having love.
比如说像
kindness,
像有的还有的人他在。这个世界上，他有的时候长久没有被肯定。
There are some people maybe for over many years they've never been affirmed，
或是被尊重
，or respected。
那来到教会
，but when they come to church，
我们看每一个人都有神的形象
，and we see every single one， every single person as someone who has the image of God。
那他都可以活出，我们就是为每一个人相信。
And we can We have faith for each and every one.
我们那边有一对夫妇。
So in Taiwan, there's a couple.
那个妻子就是信耶稣。
The wife was a Christian.
先生有一阵子就是比较远离。
The husband walked away from God.
那但是后来他喜欢来我们台中唱歌。
But because she likes to, the wife likes to come to our church to sing.
他先生也喜欢来。
He likes to come to the church to sing.
那他的英文也不错。
And his English is pretty good.
他是开大卡车的。
He drives a truck.
但是他可以看英文小说。
But he can read English novels.
那可能过去他好像觉得在这个世界上没有被肯定。
So in the past, he felt like, you know, he wasn't really affirmed in this world.
但是来到教会，在基督里，他被肯定。
But when he came to church and in Christ, people recognized him, people affirmed him.
他歌声越唱越好。
You know, his voice, you know, as he sang, got better and better.
那我们也让他参加就是英语查经班。
And we also let him join the English Bible study.
那很重要的就是要让上帝的话进到一个人心里面。
And the most important thing is to let God's words enter into someone's heart.
那感谢神。那到圣诞节的那个唱诗的时候。
By the time we were singing carols for Christmas,
那他勇敢的就站出来了。
He was very brave to step out.
而且唱得很好听。
And he sang beautifully.
那他很喜欢戴一种帽子啊。
He really likes to wear a certain type of hat.
我就称他为英国式的绅士。
So I called him the British gentleman.
那我想我们需要主。给我们恩典啊，就是让我们用信心、用恩慈为别人相信啊，看到他都是有这个可能的，爱是凡事相信。
We need to ask God for the grace to see the good in other people, the possibility and potential in other people, because love is to believe, to have faith in all things.
当我们为别人相信的时候，神可以借着他们，就是神的生命进来了，就可以借着他们活出来。
When we have faith for other people, God's presence can enter into them, and His presence can live. They can live out His presence.
是，感谢主啊！我们再看，就是马拉基书啊，马拉基书，
Let us read Malachi
四章二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
马拉基书四章二节啊。
Chapter 4, verse 2. 你要我读吗？
你读一下好了。
中文。但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的飞犊。
Amen.
So, but you, for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall.
感谢神啊，就是当神的光进到我们生命中。
So when God's light comes into our life,
那他这边有医治之能哈。
Here it says that there is the healing power.
那我想这个医治之能啊，我们很多时候是想到一个人的身体的医治。
Here he says healing power, and a lot of the times we think about someone getting healed physically.
其实我们最大的需要是我们的心得到医治。
And to be honest with you, the most important need is for our heart to be healed.
或是我们的情绪。
Maybe it's our temper.
或是我们的
emotions，
或是我们的人际关系
maybe it's our interpersonal relationships。
那假若我们里面先从主得到了满足，
If we are satisfied through God first，
从他得到了肯定，
We are reaffirmed from God。
因为我们如果我们得了儿子的名分，
If we receive the name of sonship，
The portion
of sonship，
那我们知道我们是他的儿子。
We know that we are God's sons and daughters。
那我们知道我们是被爱的。
We know that we are loved。
那我们知道我们是心腹的地位。
We know that we have the place of a bride。
那假如我们知道我们的神跟我们自己已经都先肯定我们了。
If we know that our God already
都接纳我们，
accepted us，
而且爱我们
and loves us。
那你如果看到雅歌里面那个新郎对新妇是何等的肯定，
If you read the Song of Songs， you see that how the groom how he affirmed and accepted the bride。
感谢神。那我们就可有的时候别人对我们并不是太好，或是我们的亲戚，或是我们的家人啊，并不是太好，但是我们就可以胜过了。
So sometimes, you know, maybe our family or our relatives or other people, treat us, they don't necessarily treat us very good, very well. But if we have that affirmation from God, we can overcome all the offenses.
是的，我们再请看来。神其实在我们生命中所做的，个人所做的，好，然后是也许教会或是在地上，在旧约的时候地上有一个耶路撒冷城，那在新约里边啊，就是称之为锡安或是新耶路撒冷。
So God might do work in us individually, but also as a church.And a bigger scale in Jerusalem, on this earth, and then in the New Jerusalem.
我们可以看以赛亚书二章二至五节。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 2, verse 25.
二章二至五节。
Sorry, chapter
我先读中文好了。
2 verses 2-5.
末后的日子，耶和华的殿山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万里。万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各的神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，将枪把枪成打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。耶和华雅各家啊，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。
So verses 2-5. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established.As chief among the mountains, it will be raised above the hills, and all nations will shrink to it. Many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his way, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations, and will settle disputes for many peoples.They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
在另外一处圣经，在哈巴谷书二章十四节。
So in another place in the book of Habakkuk.
那认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海，水充满洋海一样。
What verse is it?
在哈巴谷书二章十四节。
Verses two, chapter 2, verse 14.
来，这边有。
Okay, for the Lord will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
那最后我们再请看十一章，就是以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
那这个地方啊，十一章，我们可以读一下，在我圣山的片处。这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
So Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
那他这边讲说在神的圣山这一切都不伤人不害物。
And here it says that on God's holy mountain, nothing will harm or destroy.
那我们知道，他说他这边讲认识耶和华的知识。
And here it says, the knowledge of the Lord.
那我们的人啊，自从我们人祖先犯罪以后。
And so for ever since our ancestors sinned.
那我们神跟人之间有了间隔。
We are separated. We have a barrier that separates us from God.
我们人与人之间也有了间隔。
And between people, we have a separate. We're separated.
好像中间隔断的墙。
There's a barrier, like there's a wall.
像台湾这一次选举。
Like the election in Taiwan this time.
哇，好像人民就分成两半，好多半。
People got divided into halves or even more, you know.
过去是省级之间啊，或许说议事型统独之间，现在又是世代之间啊。
In the past, it was, you know, whether your ancestors were from Taiwan or from China. Then later on, it became, whether you want one China or two, and then now it's between generations, the older and then the younger generation, separation.
好像，但是有的人觉得，好像甚至父母跟孩子看法不一致，就会吵架。
Even the parents and children, when they have different perspectives on political issues, they fight.
哦。我觉得在这个世代啊，特别是马拉基书最后一章最后一节，就是神要做什么事情，就是为父的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And so just like the book of Malachi, the last verse of
最后一节。
Okay, sorry. The last verse, the last chapter, and the last verse.
马拉基书第四章吧。
Chapter 4, verse 6. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
感谢神啊，那我想我最近有的时候在网路上啊，我觉得有一个盼望，圣经上面说训诲是出自锡安，对不对啊？
So recently, I've been looking at some things online, and I have this feeling that, you know, in the Bible it says the repentance comes from Zion.
训诲就是教训。
Oh, like preaching.
Teaching
comes from Zion.
或是 wisdom 其实是来自于神的话。
It comes from God's words.
那以赛亚书开始的时候也讲君王要来救你发现的光辉。
Just like in Isaiah, it says that kings will come to you, to the light that you have risen up.
我想我们在前年的时候，我们有打电话或是什么跟台中市的市长候选人有一些接触。
The year before last year, we had made some phone calls to the
跟他的团队有接触
city councils in Taichung to talk to them.
最近台中的教会牧者还有这一位市长带着他整个的团队参加一个早餐会。
And recently, all of the pastors in Taichung and the city council and all his whole team came together. We had a breakfast.
市长说，我们在吃早餐的时候有后来有彼此问安。他说我可以感受到你们的祷告的意思就是祷告的力量。
And he said I could feel the power of your prayers.
所以我想不只是市长，那我觉得我们跟年轻的一代，虽然年轻的一代好像受到一些影响那他们有他们的看法。
So not just with the city council, but also with the next generation. And even though sometimes the next generation, they have their own way of thinking and their own mindset.
而且他们很多时候他们的言语被影响了之后非常的叛逆，非常的就是不客气
Sometimes after they've been influenced, their words might not be very appropriate or very polite.
那上帝就是要我们学习要有智慧。
And God is asking us to learn to have wisdom.
我们不要生气。
We should not become angry.
我们把事实。把事实告诉他们。
We lay out the facts for them.
那我们也需要神给我们爱。
And we need God to give us love.
忍耐。
Patience.
那能够把圣经的真理能够让他们了解。
And to let them see the truth in the Bible.
那有的人能够了解，有的人也许不了解，刻意的就是不想听。
Some people might understand, you know, learn to understand. Some other people might not, and some people don't even want to hear it.
可是真的那个认识耶和华的知识。
But to know the knowledge of the Lord.
那你看到有敬畏耶和华的灵，有知识的灵还有谋略的灵，七个灵，那结果是什么？就是。这些人都能和平相处。
So there are a lot of spirits. The spirit of the knowledge of the Lord, the spirit of fear of the Lord, and then what's the third one?
就是谋略。
And to have wisdom.
Yeah, 谋略这些。
Counsel, spirit of counsel, and all the other total of seven spirits.
那能够达到一个地步，大家都听。耶稣的话
so that eventually everyone can listen to Jesus' words, commands.
那都能够相安无事
that we hope that everyone can love one another and have peace.
那个是不简单的
that it's a very difficult
那就是神天国的临到
and that is when heaven comes on earth.
这个国家不举枪打那个国家，不用武器，不用飞弹，不用什么东西打来打去那大家都顺服在耶稣基督的带领。
So when one nation does not fight with another nation, they don't use weapons or anything. Everyone work together in peace, and that is that's when everyone are obedient to God's leading.
我觉得我们永远的要站在耶稣基督这一边。
And in the end, we should always and forever be on Jesus' side.
那因为只有他是配得所有的颂赞、尊贵、荣耀，因为他没有犯罪。
And he is the only one who is worthy of all the praise and glory because he has never sinned.
那他配做王。
And he is worthy to become a king.
我们站在他那一边，永远不会输。
So if we stand on his side, we will never lose.
我们欢迎他回来。
We welcome his return.
那他也需要借着我们彰显他的荣耀。
And he needs us so that he can manifest his glory through us.
那他需要我们兴起来。
He needs us to rise up.
复兴我们。
To revive us.
恢复我们向着他起初的爱。
To reconcile, to
restore.
Restore our first love for him.
Yeah, 帮助我们忍耐到底，忠心到底的爱他。
Help us to be patient till the end and to love him till the end.
帮助我们因着爱去服侍小子中的一个。
Help us to for the sake of loving him, help us to serve the little ones.
那为他得国。
To win over kingdoms for him.
感谢神，我想我们就提到这，感谢主。Okay. Thank you.